Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast for the big news story. This is TCA Sharad Raghavan, economy editor at The Print, and today we're going to discuss my story on the downfall of Credit Suisse and how it came to be acquired and merged with its rival, UBS. Credit Suisse announced on Sunday that it will be bought by its main rival, UBS, for $3.25 billion, a final dramatic end to years of often sordid scandals and financial problems at the 167-year-old institution. The story features a century-old rivalry, including spying, as well as troubling links to dictators, cocaine, and money laundering. The merger, brokered by three different Swiss regulators, comes on the heels of a tumultuous week for Credit Suisse, during which it saw its stock price plummet in reaction to the banking turmoil in the US, scrambled to secure a nearly $54 billion loan from the Swiss National Bank, and saw doomsday prophecies being made about its future from people who have famously got it right before. What adds to the drama is that UBS is the largest bank in Switzerland and Credit Suisse is the second largest, and the two have been rivals for about a century. The Swiss government has clarified that the deal is not a bailout, but a commercial transaction, and is the best way out of the situation. During a press conference, Swiss Finance Minister Karin Keller-Sutter said that the government regrets that Credit Suisse wasn't able to master its own difficulties and that it would have been the best solution if it had. Unfortunately, the loss of confidence from the markets and customers was no longer able to be halted, she said. Under the deal, the existing shareholders of Credit Suisse will be allotted one share of the bank for every 22.48 of its shares they hold. While the deal to buy Credit Suisse, albeit at what amounts to a 60% discount on its latest market value, did allay some fears in the European markets, the fact that Credit Suisse announced that it was writing off $17.26 billion worth of bonds has left investors furious. This, the investors and market experts say, is highly unconventional and flies in the face of regular practice. Normally, holders of equity in a company are kept at the bottom of the ladder of who all will receive their dues in the event of a company collapse. In such a scenario, bondholders would have seen their investments being honored at a higher priority than shareholders. However, in this merger, the shareholders are receiving some money and stake in the newly merged entity, while the 81 bondholders are seeing their investments being written off to zero value. Interestingly, the writing off of 81 bonds was done in the 2020 revival of Yes Bank in India as well. That decision too met with strong resistance, and it was taken to the Bombay High Court and was overturned, and then the Supreme Court stayed this overturning. The most recent trigger for this rescue of Credit Suisse was the fallout of the crisis among regional banks in the US, which has seen three regional banks, including the now infamous Silicon Valley Bank, failing. The shockwaves of this crisis in the US traveled quickly to Europe, with banking stocks diving in value, led by the stocks of the already fragile Credit Suisse. Why was Credit Suisse already fragile? That's a tale that goes back to early 2020. In February 2020, Credit Suisse CEO Mr. Thiem announced his resignation following a long drawn-out scandal over spying on UBS employees. According to reports, Thiem allegedly knew that private contractors were employed to spy on Iqbal Khan, the head of UBS at the time, to see whether he was poaching employees from Credit Suisse. Also in 2020, Swiss prosecutors issued an indictment against the bank for allegedly not conducting adequate checks and failing to look into the source of funds linked to a Bulgarian drug ring that was using the bank account to launder money between 2004 and 2008. Then, in early 2021, Credit Suisse recorded a massive $5.5 billion loss due to the collapse of US hedge fund Archegos Capital Management, to which it had significant exposure. Later that year, the bank took another step that severely dented its reputation. It suspended $10 billion of investor funds linked to billionaire financier Lex Greensill. The next year, in 2021, the bank again came under fire due to the actions of its then chairman, Antonio Horta Osorio, who reportedly breached various COVID safety norms and even allegedly attended Wimbledon matches. Things didn't really improve from there. In June 2022, Switzerland's Federal Criminal Court found Credit Suisse guilty of failing to prevent money laundering by a Bulgarian cocaine trafficking gang. This was Switzerland's first criminal trial of one of its major banks. The problems were not just reputational, but also financial. In February 2023, Credit Suisse announced its biggest ever loss since the global financial crisis of 2008 of $7.9 billion for the full year of 2022. These are the most recent scandals and crises that the bank has been linked to. However, Credit Suisse has been linked to other drug-related money laundering cases and has even been indicted for helping dictators in various countries launder their money and keep them safe. It is in the context of this reputational and financial distress that the news of the American regional banks hit Credit Suisse. In light of its precarious position, the bank negotiated a deal with the Swiss National Bank for a loan of $54 billion to preemptively strengthen liquidity. While this temporarily helped, it didn't seem to convince everybody. In an ominous and remarkably prescient statement, Wall Street analyst and investor Robert Kiyosaki, the man who had predicted the collapse of Lehman Brothers in 2008, said that after Silicon Valley Bank, it would be Credit Suisse that would fall. Turns out he was close to the mark. On March 19, 2023, Swiss Federal Department of Finance, the Swiss National Bank, and FINMA asked Credit Suisse and UBS to enter into the merger agreement, Credit Suisse said in a statement. Pursuant to the emergency ordinance which is being issued by the Swiss Federal Council, the merger can be implemented without approval of shareholders, it said. That is all I have for today. Thank you for listening. Please tune in to the print every morning at 8 for the best news analysis.